Yes, yes, a bit of a hectic ending coming here, but it is looking very good for the Donegal Town School, because it is Abbey Vocational School 114, Ashburn Community School 9 points. Last with us, there was 4 points in it, and it was a bit of to and fro there with Conor Meehan getting a free, quickly replied by Michael O'Sullivan. And then, once again, a bit of respite came for Abbey when the Ashburn captain, Evan O'Kane, fouled Callum McRae and received a black card. Straight away from that, Abbey went up the pitch and sending card pointed. Conor McCahill probably got the score of the game when he pointed from about 40 metres out off a bit off balance. He had Kevin Mulvin out to his left, but he went for the point, and he was probably right in doing so. Quickly again, O'Sullivan replied for Ashburn, but probably the deciding score of this game came as Conor McCahill burst through the defence. He was going so quick he couldn't even keep dribbling himself. The ball rolled along the ground, and soccer style, he fired it low and into the net. As you can hear, there's a lot of cheering coming from the Abbey fans here, and we're coming into the last 30 seconds of this game. There's a bit of an injury here, so there's going to be probably at least another minute, maybe a minute and a half, but the Abbey players are down there. The Abbey players are down there waiting to come on the pitch as they look towards the end of this game. Just if I go back through the scores for Abbey in this game, Conor Meehan has got 6 points in total, with 3 of them coming from frees and 3 from play. Kevin Muldoon has got 3 for his side, and Senan Carr has got 1, along with his brother Turla also getting 1, while Conor McCahill has got 1 too. We've had a couple of subs here for the Abbey side, just trying to figure out who has come on here and who's come off, but it's hard to see. They're not having their backs to them. But just as this game comes to a close, the Stuart McFadden, Jimmy Brennan managed side look like they are going to have won this, as Senan Carr plays the ball back to Kevin Muldoon. Muldoon just loses it there, and Ashburn are going on the attack here. There's 3 Abbey men full of energy still going around them, but Ashburn are on the attack here. It's Michael O'Sullivan, that danger man for the Ashburn team this whole game, but he just hasn't been able to do it on his own. Been a couple of good performances for the Ashburn team, but not as many as the Abbey side, who have won possession back high up. The defence has once again held firm with a long ball in. It's not just been the attack for Abbey that has been superb today, that defence has also been brilliant. Daniel McIntyre on the ball, back to John O'Driscoll, and now Kevin Muldoon's fouled. It's another tough tackle from Ashburn, as we are now a minute and a half over time. There was probably about 2 minutes of injury time, or of stoppage time added because of injuries there, as Abbey are looking to play the ball. Captain Senan Carr is just going to pass it on to his brother Turla, and back again to Senan, who's been fouled once again. Just another substitution being, it's the black card actually, the black card that came for Captain Evan O'Kane on the Ashburn side. He's just back onto the team. We didn't think he'd get back on with his black card coming the 55th minute, but we're just waiting for this now. 5 minutes of 3 added on. Abbey are still on the ball, and it's number 18 on the ball here. Patrick Gormley plays it to Daniel McIntyre. McIntyre goes for a shot, makes it 115 to 9 points. That's another score from the substitute for Abbey. 115 to 9. Now Daniel McIntyre of the Four Masters Club has added his tally. And there goes the final whistle. That is it over. The 9th of March 2024 will no doubt go down in history for the Abbey Vocational School, as the fans come on the pitch. Players are down on the ground hugging each other. It's massive for Stuart McFadden and Jimmy Brennan's side. They have become the 3rd Donegal team to win the Paddy Drummond Cup, the All-Ireland Schools D final. And it is a score of 115 to 9 points here, as Abbey win thanks to, I suppose, Conor Meehan's 6 points and Conor McCahill's 1-2, the big scores, but an all-round brilliant team performance from defence to attack for the Abbey side. And they win it here in Clonus, St Jernox Park, 115 to 9 points. Abbey Vocational School and defeat Ashburn Community School.